When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now, Blues assistant coach Dan Hellinger, who now joins us on the program. Evening to you, Dan. Thank you.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Good. Look, firstly, just give us your general. When you sat down on Monday and you went through your review of that game against the Reds, what were some of the positives and what are some of the areas that you still feel that perhaps you didn't execute as well as you'd hoped?
Oh, I think it was a bit of a watershed moment for us in the way that some of our younger backs out wide, and you know, they just really contributed a lot more. I think that was the big feedback that some of our senior players, guys like Bowden, said, you know, that's the best we've had from a communication point of view of the guys out wide are calling the ball and calling space. And so a really big step for us in that manner, and something we've been just, you know, crying out for all season. And then I think probably the area, there's probably two sort of areas that have reared up again. One is the discipline area. You know, we're working really hard for our points and scoring some good tries early on, and then just allowing teams back in it with some silly penalties. And we're finding that period right before half time is critical for us. We've conceded tries there in the last sort of three or four of the last five games. So really important period for us, and we're working hard to really nail down what it is in that period that is not quite working for us.
Mate, there hasn't, like you've said, there hasn't really been a complete performance this year so far. I'm waiting and I'm very hopeful that it's going to come soon. Is it just coming down to that, a little bit of bad discipline, a little bit of bad communication?
Yeah, look, what we've noticed is that we put a lot of work into one area, and discipline's a good example. You know, I think in the early rounds, you know, we went out there against the Brumbies and we won just about every area of the game except for discipline and also just our execution in 22. But so then we focused on that and we gave away hardly any penalties for the next month. And I think whatever you focus on, you get that, but you kind of start losing other areas of the game. So it's managing to improve those areas that we do bring into the spotlight each week, but also, you know, retain some of the other areas. So you can't fix everything every week, but as you said, that complete performance, hopefully it's not far away, but I think it was a big step forward for us against the Reds.
Do you think, because we I feel the Blues this year are trying to maybe play a different sort of a game than throw the ball around and be expansive, do you think it's because we're not playing something that everyone's sort of a bit more natural to that's causing these issues?
Yeah, this is a kind of opinion we get this a fair bit, and as our kicking coach, you can imagine I cop it in the ear quite a bit from people with their opinions. We're kicking the ball less than last year, if anything. You know, this is the same game, you know, strategy that we used, and at the same time, I get it in the ear that, you know, in other ways, different weeks, about the teams that are winning this competition kick the ball the most. They kick the ball the furthest. So the Chiefs kick the ball more than anyone else. They kick the ball further. They get more kick meters. So often I'll get shown stats where, hey, the Chiefs and the Crusaders have the highest kick meters and, you know, what are you going to do about that? And then another week we kick the ball. And, you know, and then people say, oh, you're kicking it too much. And I think, you know, so where's the answer? Where's the gold for us? And if you've got to kick really effectively, you know, I think we've seen that teams that kick well, you get the ball back because you put pressure on the other team, and then you can see our counter-attack. You know, a game, you know, the Waratahs is an example of a game where a counter-attack was amazing, but it came on the back of really good kicking game, putting pressure on the other team, and then they give us a poor kick, and then you see Caleb Clark busting up the middle of the field, which is, look, that's what everyone wants to see. And so it's how efficient and effective we are with that kicking game that is crucial. I think if we start running it from our own end all the time and, you know, then we put ourselves under pressure, and you know, you make one mistake and the other team's got access. So it's a fine balance. You have to get it right, but if we're accurate with our game, then I think, you know, everyone gets to see what they want, which is Rico and Caleb and Mark Talia busting up the field.
Yeah, absolutely. So, sort of a bit of a catch 22. Like the Chiefs, I know they do, the Brumbies do it well, that Northern Hemisphere style where if the wingers get the ball, they kick down the trams and try and isolate the fullback under pressure wherever he gets it and kicks it out, or, you know, gets tied up pretty close to his try line under pressure. But we have these explosive wingers that we want for them to keep the ball in hand and run. It's sort of a bit of a conundrum where the Chiefs are doing it and Brumbies are doing it very well, where we sort of like to keep it in hand when we get it to those boys.
Yeah, it is. It's definitely a catch 22. And look, it's not, the thing is for us, it's probably not about, oh, when Caleb gets it on the wing, we want him to kick it, or Rico. I think an exciting that you'd like this, Steve, is that Rico in the last 5 years of Super Rugby hasn't kicked the ball once. So that's probably, I think, something we want to see continue. But, you know, it's not a matter of, you know, Mark Talia and Caleb kicking the ball more. What it is for us is that if we play two or three phases and we're going nowhere, what we know is that, you know, it's not far away that a turnover will happen, and that's when our defence isn't organised. So we've got to make sure that if we get a few phases where it doesn't quite work, that's where we can work to an effective kick, you know, a contestable. And then we see Caleb in the air and we see Mark Talia in the air, and they usually get the ball back for us. So when we can get that part of our kicking game right and have that balance, you know, because other teams will try and, you know, down the other end of the table is the guys that are coming last, and they're the guys that kick the ball the least. So it's difficult to sit there and say, yeah, we just need it to run it, because, you know, there are some exciting teams. We see the Drua, they don't kick the ball much. Moana don't kick the ball. But when you want to win rugby, and you know, I know everyone loves a winner, so we need to win, but we need to do it with that balance. And as I said, I think if we kick effectively, we get accurate kicks, or we get the ball back, or we build pressure, then we can have our explosive running game on the back of that.
Now, Daniel, I don't need you to name your team tonight, but we sort of get the feeling that we probably see Stephen Perifetta possibly start at 10 for this game. Bryce Heem, Harry Plummer, has that been a discussion this week? How much pressure has Heem put on Plummer in terms of starting in the 12 jersey, assuming that Rico is starting at centre?
Or Roger?
Yeah,
just,
look,
just tell us, look, just tell us, mate. It'll be way easier.
Yeah, but I'd hate to give the Hurricanes a little heads up so they could practice some things in tomorrow morning's training. Look, what it is that I guess we do have Bryce in form, you know, massively. So it's hard to keep him out. I often joke to Rico that he's still the world's best winger. He doesn't like it when I say that, so I try not to say it too often. But
well, I agree with you. I still think he's the world's best winger.
Yeah, and he certainly can play there, and we all know that.
Okay, so from that we've got Plummer, Heem, and we've got Awani playing on one wing. That's what we can take from that, can't we, Steve?
No, I think Rico's the best center in the world when he catches the ball at full noise and carries hard into contact. I still think he's the best in the world at doing that.
Yeah. Look, and he's I do say that. We've got an Irishman in our management team, and I think we've said something similar to a few times, and he says, "You're all idiots. Gary Ringrose is easily the best centre in the world." That's everything. So, we can get one-eyed, but Rico is certainly a weapon, and, you know, his speed is just unmatched, his ability to accelerate. And if we did put him on the wing, then that means one of your All Blacks starting wingers is out of the starting team. So it's a good problem to have. You know, when we talk about communication, it's so key. That's Harry Plummer for us. He's the glue that he commentates everything as it's happening. So everyone just knows exactly where they need to be. And, you know, he's eyes for Bowden when Bowden's trying to make decisions. And Harry's effectively makes the decision for him and gives him some really good comms. So we all know that you can't run around with Rico Ioannis in every position. But, yeah, it's going to be about getting the balance right for us. You know, the question mark for us with Stevie is, you know, how long out of the game is too long to jump in and start a big game like this? He's a very much a confidence player, so it'll be striking the balance between Stevie and, you know, our other options at 10, and then obviously some really good competition at that 12 jersey as well.
Daniel, lovely to have you on the program. Thank you for your time tonight, and all the very best against the Hurricanes this weekend.
Cheers, Phil.
Cheers, mate.